You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Interview with Anne Peterman from the Global Justice Ecology Project. Peterman said that the main concern of the coalition is related to the situation of forests, since every year at the climate conventions, the situation becomes more serious as they want not only to use forests for storing carbon, but also to increase the demand for wood. Let's now listen to Anne Peterman.
Real World Radio is interviewing Anne Peterman. She's part of the Global Justice Ecology Project, and she's here also in Cancun in this new COP on climate change. Anne, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Anne, what are the main points, the main concerns that the Global Justice Ecology Project brought to Cancun to put on the table?
Our main concerns here, as they have been since we've been involved, is what's going on with the forests. And every year at these climate conventions, the situation with the forests becomes more serious, as they want to, you know, not only use forests for storing carbon, but also want to increase the demand for wood for so-called green energy, these wood-based bioenergy projects to make electricity, to make liquid fuels, and so forth. So they have this very split mentality where they think they can store carbon in forests at the same time that they're increasing the demand for wood. So we're very concerned about the impacts that that is going to have, not only on the forests themselves, but on the biodiversity in the forests, and of course on the people who depend on those forests. So that's why we're here.
And I have heard here in on the corridors, you know, and outside of this COP, also outside the official space, that the red issue is likely to be having a resolution here in Cancun. What do you know about it, and what is your opinion on this?
Well, that is certainly what's been publicized, is that if they come out of this climate COP with anything, they want to make sure they have a red agreement. I don't know if they will or not. There are countries pushing it very hard, but then there are countries who do not want it. So will they be able to come to consensus, or will, what's more likely, I think, what we saw in Copenhagen, there's going to be a secret little meeting of countries that are going to come to the big plenary with a deal and say, look, here's a great deal, you all should sign it. And we'll see what happens with the countries. Last year, that was very heavily opposed by Latin American countries. This year, I don't know. Will the same thing happen? I would imagine so. But Mexico is certainly one of the countries pushing very hard for a red agreement.
And I have heard also people talking here on the issue of developing GM trees to develop what they call forest and then capture carbon. And what's your opinion on this kind of false solutions that you all call false solutions on climate change?
Well, the issue of forests in the UN generally, not just in the UN Climate Convention, but the Biodiversity Convention, the Food and Agriculture Organization, all of these things have the same problem, which is that the UN definition of forests includes monoculture timber plantations. And because of that, it means that any agreement that they make on forests can allow industrial timber plantations. And because of an agreement that came out of the climate conference in 2003, they can even include genetically modified or genetically engineered trees. So, yeah, you know, you can't be having these agreements to supposedly protect forests when you can't even differentiate them from industrial timber plantations, which are one of the most serious threats to forests in the world, the expansion of these monocultures into areas that had once very biodiverse forest that people depend on.
And besides the issue of the forest, is there anything else that you have been trying to follow here in the negotiations in this COP?
Well, of course, the connection with indigenous people's rights, you know, the people who have traditionally protected the forests for all of these years, who protected the land in general, are being excluded from these talks, and we're very concerned about that. So we're also looking at not just the forests, but the participation problem. Last year in Copenhagen, we saw by the end of the talks, almost all of the observer groups were thrown out, so that it was almost pretty much just the ministers in there talking with no observers at all. And the observers are the people who are coming to these events with real experience about how to solve climate change, real experience with the impacts of climate change. To eliminate those voices is very serious, this COP already cut all of the observer delegations by 40% before it even started. And rumors are next week they're going to make it even harder for NGOs to participate. So this is a trend in the UNFCCC that is very serious and something that we're taking a good look at.
And to finish, Anne, what do you expect of the activities outside, the parallel activities of the social movements to this COP?
Well, I'm pretty excited about all of what's going on the outside. There are spaces, multiple spaces outside where people are gathering and talking about real solutions, talking about the problems, creating strategies to move forward. Today, this afternoon sometime, the La Via Campesina caravan arrives in town. They're going to be doing all kinds of activities this weekend. There will be marches all day on Tuesday and hopefully direct actions directed at this COP and the lack of action coming out of it. So I'm very excited about what's happening on the outside. I just wish more of that energy could come here on the inside.
Okay, I'm Peterman from Global Justice Ecology Project. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real World News.